2014 NAFB Trade Talk. I'm here at GrowMart with Nate Pearson. But let's talk a little bit about the growing season's over. We've done a lot of harvesting. What are you guys hearing from folks?
Well, the biggest thing is we're kind of getting done putting ammonia on because of the cold weather, and that's really shortened up our plans to get the products out the door out of the fields this year. So right now, as a supply cooperative, what we're doing is we're stepping back and saying if we're done putting our fertilizer on for the because of the weather, we need to start making our plans and working with the growers to figure out how we're going to get it done this spring.
And let's talk a little bit. You know, next spring is right around the corner. It always seems like, you know, everything is very cyclical. And before you're harvesting, you're thinking about next year already.
That's right. So, you know, we have a saying, Pizza Hut doesn't run out of cheese. So we're going to work hard on supplying that product just that, you know, in the spring versus the fall now. So, but it's going to be critical to have the plans laid out with the farmer as to what they want, when they're going to want it, and so we can identify how we can supply it to them. Which kind of leads into nitrogen management as a system, which we've been an advocate for the last 3-4 years in Iowa. And what that is multiple applications of nitrogen and really utilizing a 4Rs approach and your nitrogen stabilizers and enhancers and all those different products along with it. Doesn't mean putting on more nitrogen. It's just doing it in split applications with different products in the tank.
A lot of times we talk about the precision application of the nitrogen. How important and what kind of impact has that had over the last couple of years?
Well, it's huge. I mean, it's, you know, compared to just going out there the way we used to, 200 pounds of nitrogen in the fall, it's applying it when we need it, where we need it, when we want it. And, you know, we've been seeing tremendous yield responses to doing it that way. And, yeah, it's all got to be part of that plan, though, as we head into the 2015 growing season.
You can always put the best laid plans out there, but Mother Nature always has different ideas. When you look at that and you see what kind of choices and what kind of things are people thinking for next year if they're really, really cold now?
Well, it just adds to the challenging decisions. You know, another complication is the new farm bill is going to be enacted, so crop insurance is changing. Cash rents are being negotiated. You know, input cost is always a variable. There's so many variables this year in that farmer's decision to whether he's going to grow a corn or soybean crop. And we understand that. And it's going to be a matter of weather's another variable there going forward. And, you know, it's just a matter of really partnering up and saying what's the best economic and risk management decision for that grower to plant in that field and move forward.
Anything else, Nate, that's going on with you and GrowMark?
Well, you're here at the show talking about this. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you and talk about agriculture.
All right. He's Nate Pearce with GrowMark. I'm Leah Guffey at NAFB.